This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home last night after concluding his historic and fruitful visit to Mauritius. During his visit, India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security, and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam at Port Louis. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar, or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions. In the meeting, Mr. Modi reiterated India's continued support and assistance to Mauritius in strengthening its defence and security needs, given the shared objectives of the two nations in the region.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है। हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं। प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा, हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है। रक्षा हो या शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस, हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं।
On the second and final day of his two-day trip to Mauritius, the Prime Minister attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest at Champs de Mars. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and the Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today, ahead of the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Chief Minister of the host state Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis will also be present at the event. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. The Parliament has passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, with the Lok Sabha approving it. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. The legislation clarified that coal and lignite or helium will not be included in mineral oils. Union Minister for IT and Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has extended a warm welcome to SpaceX's Starlink as it prepares to enter the Indian market. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it will be useful for remote area railway projects. The minister's statement came amid major developments as two Indian telecom companies have announced partnerships with SpaceX to integrate Starlink services. In Pakistan, the standoff between the fighters of the Baluch Liberation Army, BLA, and the Pakistani military after the massive attack on Jaffar Express passenger train in Bolan district has reportedly finally ended after more than 24 hours. Security sources confirm that the military operation to neutralize the attackers and rescue the hostages has concluded, and a clearance operation has been successfully conducted, in which at least 346 hostages have been rescued and around 50 attackers neutralized. In the Women's Premier League Cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Delhi Capitals have already secured their place in the final of the tournament by topping the overall standings with 10 points. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over Vidarbha, Odisha and Gujarat today. IMD said some parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are likely to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall today. According to weather agencies, parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and Haryana can experience thunderstorms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.